Immigration agents arrested almost 5,000 people in Illinois this fall and winter during President Trump's Operation Midway Blitz, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. The campaign left one University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign family struggling through the deportation system without a lawyer. Following his uncle's deportation, that U of I student is now the sole provider for his family. IPM Education reporter Emily Hayes has more.
Reynaldo Camas Aranda's uncle loved to garden at their home in Cicero in the Chicago area. He grew tomatoes and chilies, and they would all go into sauces and salsas.
He really liked his Italian food, like mostaccioli, the stuffed clam pasta, like the shell pasta.
But specifically for his nephew, Camas Aranda's uncle would always cook a Mexican salsa and tortilla dish.
Chilaquiles early in the morning with a fried egg on top.
And that was probably the last thing Camas Aranda's uncle made him before he was deported. We aren't using his uncle's name because he hasn't been able to get in touch with his uncle to get permission. So it was in October when Border Patrol agents detained Camas Aranda's uncle while Camas Aranda was in his junior year at the University of Illinois.
He was very much like someone who cared, who worked hard, and who a lot of the people in the community knew him.
Camas Aranda says his uncle was on the way to the store on his bicycle when Border Patrol arrested him. He says the agents took him to the Federal Detention Center in Broadview and then later to North Lake Processing Center in Michigan.
Every time I called him, he was like in a good mood, per se. Yeah, he was joking. Like, he joked a lot about, oh, like, I'm just at vacation.
His family had to navigate an immigration and detention system that was often confusing. Camas Aranda's aunt tried to find a lawyer who could represent her husband while he was detained in Michigan, but the one they found had a long wait list. That meant while Camas Aranda was home for winter break, his family had to log on to the virtual hearing without a lawyer. After hours of watching other cases, Camas Aranda's uncle got to plead his. Camas Aranda says the hearing lasted 5 minutes before the judge rejected his uncle's application to stay.
At the time, I felt, I think, a lot of anger because, the system wasn't fair. I think every part of that process was not fair.
DHS said they targeted Chicagoland because the city was, quote, a magnet for criminals.
I don't think it really matters, but, like, he had a clean criminal record. He was never arrested for anything.
A DHS spokesperson said by email that Camas Aranda's uncle was deported to Mexico because he, quote, illegally entered the country, not because of an arrest record. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, this situation is not unique. 81% of those arrested during Operation Midway Blitz didn't have a criminal conviction. Camas Aranda's uncle was deported after he had planted roots in the U.S. for more than 30 years. He left his small town in Chichila in Guerrero with his wife and sister-in-law. As far as Camas Aranda knew, they never had any visas to enter or stay in the U.S.
I think they were hopeful in that sense that maybe they could just live a normal life.
They sent money back to family for running water, TV, a washer, and to build a house for themselves in Chichila. That means with his uncle now back in Mexico, he has a place to live and a family to reunite with. Camas Aranda's aunt and mom are both thinking of leaving to join him. They've lived in Cicero for years and have been unable to travel back due to their immigration status.
When my grandma passed away, it was very hard for both of them to not be able to go to my grandma's funeral, not being able to grieve with their family.
His uncle's deportation has left Camas Aranda as the sole provider for his family, since his aunt and mom aren't earning.
Even before my uncle was detained, the amount of increase in everything, in food, and rent and everything definitely has an impact. And this definitely went over the edge.
He works as a student programming coordinator at La Casa Cultural Latina, U of I's Latino Student Center. He mostly supports his mother financially, but he helps cover utilities for his aunt too. But Camas Aranda says his paychecks alone can't cover the rent at the family's home in Cicero, so he's looking for a new place for his mother to stay. He knows it's a lot for a college student to shoulder.
I keep thinking about my fellow college students and how different their experiences are.
His mentors and support system at U of I help. It also helps him to be involved in activism around issues like immigration.
What I strive for and hope for is to create a future in which we don't, students, kids, children, don't have to live through what we live through.
For now, his big plans for the summer are to help his family move. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.